Yo, what up? It's Overslept. Just recording. Yeah, okay. With Chris Laker. That's me. Oh, fuck. It's 8:13. The hell is that? Okay. Yeah, it's 8:13. I am tired. I got up because we had to go that little road trip we were just on. Me and Jacqueline, we borrowed her mom's Prius to do that. We gotta go bring it back to Westchester before the meter, whatever. We have to leave. We have to get out of the spot by 9. What did I do yesterday? I fucked up. I don't know if any. I only. Whatchamacallit? Yesterday, I was in D.C. I woke up, recorded an episode. I was real tired then too, and then I fell back asleep for a while. And I had to get out of the hotel because it was checkout time, so I didn't have a lot of time. So I got up and then I uploaded the episode. I just recorded and fell back asleep, and then I uploaded the wrong episode. And I uploaded the episode from the day before, and I still and when I did it, I still I don't know I, for some reason I still didn't even number it right. I number whatever, that doesn't even matter. That was coincidence, but I put up the same. So there was just two episodes up that were the same, then Ethan told me, thanks, Ethan. Ethan sent me a Twitter message about something we were talking about, seltzer. Very important topic to me. I have very strong feelings about seltzer. Anyway, and but then he pointed out, I think he pointed, so I really appreciate that. Because I just would have left that shit up. I wouldn't have known. I didn't, I didn't even really listen to it to check. Sometimes I usually do that too. I just didn't have time. So, and I don't have time today either. Because after this, I gotta upload it and then I gotta go to Westchester. So, I might do it again. I don't know. I don't have a perfect system laid out for all this yet. Even though this is episode 38. Yeah. Isn't that, it's gone by so quick. So, yeah, so I fucked that up. I also left my computer case, like, in that hotel. Everywhere I went, I left something, like, in every place we, I didn't, I'm usually obsessively double-checking before I leave anywhere, and I tried not to do that this time, and, I was just proven right to obsessively double-check, because I left something everywhere. But yeah, I'm sorry. Yesterday's episode was, and on top of all that, me uploading the wrong episode, and I don't know if people listened to that and didn't even notice. But if you didn't, you were better off, because yesterday's episode was absolute dog shit anyway. Really wasn't good. Which is definitely part of what this, the process of doing this every day. But I still am not happy about a bad episode, even if I'm like, well, it has to be that way. It's too bad. But it was bad. And I promised today's going to be better, so now I have that pressure. And so far, it's not better. It's not better than yesterday. I got to figure out something to... on the Facebook 2 days ago, I forgot to Kevin. He sent me something. He said, great idea for a new TV show, Canine Congress. I'm not even sure what that means, but I thought it was funny. Because it's got the alliteration. That's always important for any TV show. It's got dogs like that. And then, it's just like, is that something I talked about? Dog Congress? Because Dog Congress, that sounds like shit. That's no good. But Canine Congress, Kevin knows branding. Canine Congress, I don't know, it just sounds like something I want to watch. Dogs passing laws. I don't know if that would be a thing where it's a cartoon of that doesn't interest me as much as a live action thing where we dress up the dogs in suits and put them like in a congressional setting. There'd be a lot of dog training. And then, then they're probably, the problem with that kind of thing is that I don't think these dog trainers think about the dogs. They want results. They got a show to make. They got to make this Canine Congress show. Might have to, cut some corners on the train. There might be some abuse. That I'm not... I would have to make sure no abuse happens on the set. Well, they got the ASPCA. They show up. They do. They read scripts. I used to work on movies like as a PA, and I did some different shit on it when I dropped out of college for a little bit. And then there was this one ASPCA. They called. I was working in the office, the production office. They just call up, and I answer the phone. We're ASPCA. We want to read your script. So I asked my boss. I was supposed to send them because they're like, I guess. And they're like, they called back like a few days later. We read the script. And very interested in this scene with fish. We want a representative on the set. When you're having fish, it was fish in a tank. It wasn't like, I don't think anything happened to them. But it was in the script that there was this big fish tank. We want to see this shit. Make sure you're not abusing the fish. And then you got to pay them. You got to pay the ASPCA to send over or you don't get their stamp on your movie. At the end of the movie, it'll say ASPCA. No animals were harmed. All this shit. So they did it. It was a big movie, whatever it was. So we'd have to, they'd be all up our ass on this Canine Congress. But I wouldn't want, of course, no dogs being hurt or anything. I'd be even more strict than them. Anyway, so you got that. Now, you got to have some cats in this thing. That's how I feel. What are the cats? The senators? I don't know. They got to be involved. Maybe maybe this is some sort of story about maybe are the dogs in charge, and then cats are like a minority group, and then we're kind of speaking about society. I'm not comfortable with doing that. Talking about, you know, I mean, that's great, but, you know, the kind of heavy-handed comment on society through things, through other means like that, I don't want to be, that's no good. I'm not saying that's what Kevin, he just pitched Kane on Congress. I'm sticking cats in here, because I like cats, but Cat Congress doesn't even sound as good. He was right, Kane on Congress is the show. So what, maybe it's about the environment. Kane on Congress. What could be about? We could reflect on whatever's going on through Congress. Yeah, it'll be like a current event kind of show. I don't know where the cats are going to fit in, but I like the idea. If you, you should write it, Kevin. You're out there in California. That's where they make all the big programs. They make a bunch here too, but you know, that's where they made Seinfeld out there in California. So, yeah, that was, well, he said it's all, I guess he doesn't want it, because I said, I just wrote back, haha. I mean, I was out at lunch when I got that, so I didn't write a bit, and then he said, it's all yours. So he doesn't even want to write it, it's mine. I have the rights to Canine Congress. It's pretty good. I should sell it. Now, maybe that's about me getting rich, because I keep saying I got to get rich. So that's where it's at. I got to sell a TV show. Don't worry, I'm working on some shit. That'll be cool. If I sell a TV show, I will, I'll still do this show. I'll never be too, I'll never stop. What'll it take for me to stop doing it? I mean, at some point, you get rich enough. But this isn't about money. This is for fun. Let me go to the news real quick and see if there's anything fun. I don't think, you know, CNN is, let's see, five things you need to know today. Five things you need to know today. None of those look like fun things. They all look, I'm looking for fun news. And it's all Russian spies. Yahoo. Nuclear test. Jeez. Come on. Where is a fun story? Everything you know about day one of March Madness. Do I want to know about March Madness? Critically endangered hooded vulture. That's a bummer. Well, let's see. What's it says everything you need to know about March Madness. I don't feel like reading that. Trudeau hosts Ivanka Trump at Broadway show on hospitality. I don't understand. I'm not sure what that means. Justin Trudeau, he's Canadian. Do they have Broadway shows in Canada? Do they have a Broadway? Maybe. I'm not going to read that story. Suicide, nope. Paul Ryan, I don't want to know nothing about him right now. I'll have to read that later. Professor in Pennsylvania, same troubles led to suicide and Trump. Oh, man. Strep throat leads to quadruple and amputation? What the fuck? This isn't fun. Oh, man. Video. Every good one, like, I'm a, this Snoop Dogg thing is fun. Nothing's going to happen to him. Made a music video where he shot a Trump clown. If you didn't know about that, Snoop Dogg. And then Trump didn't like that at all. And then says Snoop doesn't have a career. Failing career. But that's so politics aside, you can't give Snoop a little respect. Failing career. Yes. No, I mean, it's not failing. It's fucking 20. It's a 20-year-old career. How long can you be like a rapper that's like the biggest? Not 20 years. Maybe Jay-Z, he's been around that. Has he been around as long as Snoop? I don't know, but Jesus. It's annoying when any artist does something, like a musician or a rapper or whatever, does something, like, oh, his career is, he had a career. You know how hard it is to be at Snoop Dogg level ever? It's like the hardest thing. It's like, and the people that say it never, you know, they've done, they didn't do it. It's always bums me out. People shit on people for like, oh, they're getting old. I don't know. Fucking time passes, man. What are you supposed to do? Is Snoop Dogg supposed to not get old? Because that's impossible. And I don't know about the video. I didn't even watch the video. I should have watched it. To see if I objected, but I probably wouldn't. But I think Snoop's cool. Who doesn't like Snoop? Well, Trump doesn't like him. But do you, well, I was about to say, do you want, like, to listen to a rapper who the president likes, but Obama liked rappers, and everybody liked that. But if Trump was like, man, I like that video, I just don't like the part where, man, I love Snoop, I don't like the part of the video where he shoots me in the head. I was like really into the song, and then that happened. Why'd you do that, Snoop? Come to the White House, perform. We'd all be like, oh, I would be like, that's kind of a cool move on that guy's part. But I'm mad now. You made me always mad. That's what I got to think about, because I got my anger problems that I've talked about a million times, but it's still an issue. I just got to think about, then you just like that dude, just like the president, who's like, man, I'm mad at this now. Oh, I yell. I'm going to tweet in all caps again because the thing, You know, this isn't even about politics. If you like that about the guy, I would rethink that. That's not, I don't think that's an admirable quality. Just yell constantly. It's fucking annoying, dude. If you just got chill for a minute, I think it would change. Might not change people's minds, but it would fuck them. It would be like, maybe that was kind of okay. I got to admit, that was his. He had Snoop Dogg play that song at the White House, and even have to. He's like, yeah, shoot the Trump clown in front of me. Nah, give a shit. I get showmanship, but not the movie did. But if he did it now, I'd still, you know. If anybody in Washington, D.C. listens to this show and has access to the president, that's how I'd advise him. Who knows? Might change things around for the people that don't like him, which is, you know, not a small number of people. But no offense if that's your thing. I don't feel like it's too early to argue about that shit. You know what I mean? Like, if that's your thing, it's not mine. I have a friend vote for him. I think he's crazy now. He's kind of really lost his shit. His Facebook is just fucking. He was never into any of that. And then he just became like this, you know. He's in deep. But I don't know. Maybe he's going through something. Not that close of a friend. Maybe he's going through something personally. It's hard not to get sucked in, too. All right. Don't get sucked in. I'm not going to get sucked in today. I'm going to write Canine Congress. You know? How can you be mad at the world if you're writing a movie about dogs in Congress? I'm going to figure out whatever the cat angle is. Maybe it's... Man, I want cats in this movie. Or show. It's a TV show. That was what... Well, they'll figure it out. All right, I'm going to go. I got to go upload this shit. Get out of here. I'll see you motherfuckers tomorrow. We love you.